It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today in your Wiki Corner, brought to you by Nibleck Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market?
Well, it is Throwback Thursday today.
So right.
Our throwback year is 1984.
Yes.
And one of the biggest movies that year, you may remember, is The Karate Kid.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of the biggest movies of 1984. Yeah.
Monster movie.
Yes. Did you know, though, that it's semi-autobiographical?
I didn't know that, no.
Yes. So it's a semi-autobiographical story based on the life of its screenwriter, who was named Robert Mark Kamen. At the age of 17, after the 1964 New York World's Fair, he was beaten up by a gang of bullies.
Oh, no.
And so he began to study martial arts in order to defend himself.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
That's what you gotta do.
As a Hollywood screenwriter, Kamen was mentored by Frank Price, who told him that producer Jerry Weintraub had optioned a news article about the young child of a single mother who had earned a black belt to defend himself against the neighborhood bullies. So he combined his own life story with that news article story.
Perfect.
And used both to create the screenplay for The Karate Kid.
Worked out.
Yeah. So a number of actors were considered for the part of Daniel, including Sean Penn, Robert Downey Jr., Charlie Sheen, John Cryer, Emilio Estevez, Nicolas Cage, and Tom Cruise.
You said Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage, yeah.
How old was Nicolas Cage in 1984?
I don't know.
What did he look like? Did he look
different?
Nicolas Cagey?
I don't know. That's a good question.
All right.
Yeah. So Ralph Macchio was ultimately cast on the strength of his performance as Johnny Cage in The Outsiders just 1 year previously.
Hmm.
Macchio later commented that the character was originally named Danny Weber, but was later changed to LaRusso.
LaRusso, sure.
Yeah. So Pat Morita was originally turned down for the role of Mr. Miyagi due to his close association with stand-up comedy and with his character Arnold on Happy Days.
Oh my gosh, that's right, he was Arnold.
Yeah.
He was Arnold on Happy Days, totally forgot about that.
So producer Jerry Weintraub in particular did not want Morita, as he saw him as more of a comedic actor.
Right.
Morita eventually tested 5 times before Weintraub himself offered him the role, ultimately winning it because he grew a beard and patterned his accent after one of his uncles.
Oh, that's
that'll do it. So the film's fight choreographer for the combat scenes was a guy named Pat Johnson, who was a black belt in karate, who had previously been featured in Bruce Lee's Enter the Dragon in 1973, and he also worked with Chuck Norris.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, big names.
He also makes an appearance in the movie as the referee in The Karate Kid. He was one of only 4 cast members who knew any martial arts before shooting began.
You're kidding.
So only 4 people knew martial arts before they started filming the movie.
That's wild.
Yeah.
It would be interesting to watch the movie as a martial arts expert.
Yeah.
Just to see how good they are, how spot on they are.
Yeah.
Just for, you know, people like you and me, we watch it. It looks great.
It looks impressive. Yeah. Right. So when the Remco line of Karate Kid action figures hit shelves in 1986, a figure based on Pat Johnson as a tournament official was included.
Oh, really?
In the competition center set.
Oh, that's cute.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Get your own action figure.
Yeah, you're the stunt coordinator.
The film was a commercial success, grossing $100 million in the United States and Canada to become one of the highest grossing films of 1984 and Hollywood's biggest sleeper hit of the year. The Karate Kid launched the career of Macchio, who would turn into a teen idol featured on the covers of magazines like Tiger Beat. It revitalized the acting career of Morita, who was nominated for the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor
that year
for his performance.
And they almost didn't cast him.
Yeah. The series has been credited for popularizing karate in the United States. The success of The Karate Kid spawned 3 more films. A sequel live-action television series, Cobra Kai, debuted in 2018.
Yeah.
It attained high viewership on both YouTube and Netflix and received critical acclaim for its writing, performances, action sequences, humor, character development, and faithfulness to the films. And if you just can't get enough of Karate Kid, there's a 6th film coming out.
Is there really?
Karate Kid Legends, with Jackie Chan and Ralph Macchio reprising their original roles from the previous films. And that is scheduled to be released on May 30th this year.
This year?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
all right. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. All right. You picked out a record to go along with The Karate Kid, did you, Sarah?
Yes. So we're going to play a song that actually made its U.S. debut in The Karate Kid.
Uh-huh.
We're going to play Cruel Summer by Bananarama.
Bananarama. All right. We'll do it. Sarah, thanks so much.